This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Republicans are firing back as President Biden accuses former President Trump and his supporters of fanning the flames of political violence. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy.
In the past 2 years, Joe Biden has launched an assault on the soul of America.
The AP's Sagar Magani.
Standing outside Philadelphia's Independence Hall, where America's founding documents were signed.
MAGA Republicans do not respect the Constitution.
The president sounded an alarm.
Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic.
In a primetime address, the president both resurrected a campaign theme by calling this a battle for the nation's soul and sharply turned away from an inaugural address pledge to unite the nation, though he says defending democracy is something that should transcend ideology.
And I'm asking every American to join me.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Heavy fighting's reported near Ukraine's Zaporizhia nuclear power plant this morning. Yesterday, visiting experts from the UN's nuclear watchdog agency voiced concerns about structural damage to the site. Here in the U.S., it appears many states barely use those red flag laws some say are the most powerful tool to stop gun violence before it happens. A new AP analysis finds the lack of awareness about the laws is one reason. Some authorities also resist enforcing the laws. A man tried to kill Argentina's vice president outside her home last night, but the handgun misfired, says the country's president. The man was overpowered by security. Brutal heat in the West. It could hit 116 degrees in Palm Springs, California on Monday, 110 today. This is AP News. The latest now on Jackson, Mississippi's water crisis.
Many of the 150,000 residents of Mississippi's capital city are standing in line for water. Some arriving at pumper trucks with empty paint cans and 55-gallon trash cans to bring water back to their homes. Schools and businesses are closed. Resident Shirley Harrington likens conditions to a third-world country.
I've been in places where there is rationing of water, not just on some superficial crisis basis, but it's a normal way of life. But not in the United States. This should not be happening.
The city has deferred major maintenance and improvements for some 40 years, while the state fails to provide enough funding for such projects. Some federal infrastructure funding is expected. The state legislature earlier this year passed a massive tax cut totaling hundreds of millions of dollars. I'm Tim McGuire.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.